hopefully I did, but I mean, at the end of the day, I feel like I can bring more to the table than just getting sacks, as far as being a guy on special teams unit. Because right now you have Clay Matthews and Julius Peppers. You don't need really that many sacks for me. So hopefully them guys have a great season, and hopefully I'm here to be a part of it.
When you made that sack, I saw Clay on the sideline, and he went like this. I mean, what's that like to have some guy like that? You come in, you have 5 sacks this preseason, but it seems like he's really pulling for you. What's that relationship like?
Definitely. Clay has been one of my biggest supporters since I've been here. Teach me different pass rush moves and just telling me what to see or where to line up. A couple times today, he helped me line up differently because I was lining up inside. He was telling me to get outside, and he was kind of getting mad at me because I wasn't doing it, and I was like, trying to do things right. He like don't disregard there and play. So definitely a big shout out to Clay Matthews because he's a great guy.
You've really made a splash. I've heard your name on SportsCenter a couple times this week. It's hard to stand out in the preseason when you are undrafted, like you said. How was that possible? Was it just you knew you had to do that or you're gonna be gone, or what was it? What was the drive for you?
Honestly, just having faith in God, the man upstairs. He keeps me sane. Especially, I mean, being back in this locker room, it's a lot of guys that all chasing the same thing. We all come here every day, like, here we go again. Got to keep fighting for the bottle. But it's definitely mind challenges sometimes because you want to get reps, but you're not getting them. So you got to just stay even keeled. Like when you do have success, you got to just flush it because, I mean, it's the NFL. Like, you have to just keep getting better at something every day.
What are you going to do for the next 2 days while you're waiting for that phone not to ring?
It's kind of like the draft process again. You're waiting for a phone call, and hopefully you don't get it this time. So, I'm going to just come back in tomorrow, act like I'm still here. So get a lift in, take care of my body, and go catch a movie or something. So,
what was the injury, and are you better now?
Yes, I just got to take care of my body. Had a little minor cramp.